and before Deacon Lane, all that was deemed Doraville.
Okay.
Okay. And once they came in and was going to build the Parson Drive, that's when they did the dividing lines.
Okay.
And that's when they divided the two community, one in Doraville and one in Champlin.
So Carver Hills was first. Carver Drive was first.
Carver Drive was first. And if you go all the way around, if you come in by the Porsche dealership and come in and all the way around and go up the hill and go on or down around, that's where we lived, and that was Doraville.
Mm-hmm.
And 285 just came right straight through us. And it cut, our mailbox was on Carver Hill Drive at that time. But when they started to build Parsons Drive and 285, they drew the line. And we became Shamley at that time. And they moved our post, our mailbox from Doraville over to Shamley.
Do you remember when that was? Approximately? This was after General Motors came in or before?
After. After. It was after. Because that was during the time of 285.
Okay.
That's when they cut the new street.
Mm-hmm.
Because at before 285, our street ran right into, our house ran right into Carver Drive, Carver Circle. No Parsons Drive, no Deacon Lane. It was all, that whole little area was Doraville, starting with Sally Parson. And I think Miss Mary Graham, hers was Shamley because she was on the front line at Shallowfoot.
Okay.
And everything else, Irene H. Aulis was like Doraville.
All right, and then Parsons and Deacon came later.
Yeah, they drew the line when they were building Deacon Lane, when they started with Parsons Drive and Deacon Lane. I guess they would, the two cities, Doraville and Shamley, you know, drew the line between us as to who would get this part and who would get that part. Mm-hmm. But that's where the dividing line started, and that was doing Parsons Drive.
Okay. Yep. I'm just going to introduce. For the recording, I'm here with Patricia Wallace and Sarah Wallace, and it is March 21st, 2023, and you ladies are here because we met at the most recent event in Carver Hills where you got your memorial plaque dedicated, and there was a big party there, an event for that, and you guys agreed to come in and talk about your time in the Carver Hills neighborhood and what kinds of changes you've seen and what's been going on there. So tell me, Patricia, what you remember about you guys grew up in Carver Hills. So tell me what you remember about the neighborhood and what you remember about growing up there.
Well, basically everything she said, I remember that. Like you said, how the different streets separated, and it was just, and I think during that time, that was separated somewhere in the 50s, maybe in the middle 50s or late 50s, because, when I'm saying that, because I have two boys, and they was born in the 60s. And all that had occurred before that.
Okay.
So I'm thinking it was somewhere in 55, so between 55 and 60, something, or maybe a little earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you agree, Sarah?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it had to be like 58.
Yeah.
58, 59.
Mm-hmm. And what were the schools that you attended in elementary, middle, high school?
I attended Doraville School for few years, two or three years. Then we transferred to Linwood Park in the Brookhaven area.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I graduated from, Linwood Park.
Linwood Park.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Sarah, same?
No, she's a little older than I am. Okay. I didn't, I went to Doorville School, but only just for company.
Uh-huh.
For I think about a year, and I went to Linwood Park,
mm-hmm.
Elementary and mm-hmm. high school.
Okay.
And she is one of those students that's on the picture I sent in to the.
I showed it to her.
Oh, okay.
I showed it to the other lady. That I was on there.
Okay.
Okay, what's the picture? I don't know if
the
I saw it.
The picture of the first Doorville School?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She was on that. She's on that.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have that picture now? Is that your picture?
That's my picture, but I don't have that picture, but I have that, it's on my phone.
Oh, wow.
But
that's amazing.
Yeah, it's on my phone. I don't have it.
That's okay. That's okay.
That's how I sent it to Crystal.
Okay. So. Fantastic. And then, you both grew up in Carver Hills, and you had families, and your families were in Carver Hills as well.
Yes.
How long were you there in total, Patricia?
Well, I know I was there, I'm 81, so, and my family was there earlier than that. So, my grandfather, I think he died at 84, somewhere around 84, 85.
Okay.
And, I can remember we always lived there. I know we started living up there on where you come in to the come into Carver Drive.
Uh-huh.
Okay, right there, there was another house there. It was the Miller's house was on the corner, but it was another house in right before that. And we lived there for a time.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, my grandfather evidently bought the land that we lived down in Deacon Lane. We had 7 acres.
Oh, wow.
All kind of he farmed there.
Mm-hmm.
And so we moved there, and that's where we stayed until they passed on, and the siblings, they sold the property, and then that's where my mother bought a house up on Deacon Lane.
Okay.
Parson Drive.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. What about you, Sarah? Have you?
Well, I guess
I know you came to Decatur at some point.
Yeah, I came to Decatur in, I think, 75.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I lived in Doorville, Sherman,
mm-hmm.
Up until about 71.
Mm-hmm.
So I grew up in Champlain until after I married.
Mm-hmm.
But in Doorville. And that was me. And from hearing my parents and my grandmother and my grandfather talk, and my grandmother was part of the Ghosted family.
Mm-hmm.
They were one of the ones that were moved from Doorville, that General Motors area.
Mm-hmm.
They were one of the original families in that area.
Okay.
That moved from General Motors over to that
mm-hmm.
area.
Mm-hmm.
So, because most of the Ghostons was right there in one, you know how families that back
mm-hmm.
in those times they lived close together
mm-hmm.
with each other, but that's where they were at that time. The Ghostons were right in that area. Those that didn't move to Doorville moved right at Winter's Chapel,
mm-hmm.
which is also Doorville. So
mm-hmm.
One of my grandmother's uncles, who is Jimmy Ghoston, moved up there, and her dad, who was Tommy Doe Ghoston, moved up on Winter's Chapel. So it was just right in that Doorville
mm-hmm.
area that
mm-hmm.
they moved from General Motors and moved out to different areas in Doorville.
Do you have a sense of the feeling or what it was like for when General Motors came in and was proposing to take over the land that your family was, your house was on? Like, do you remember what that was like?
No, she might. I think it happened. Right before I before I was born or right at, I was born. I was born in 45, and I think this took place
50s, yeah.
Prior to that, like 41, 40, somewhere earlier.
41, I think somewhere in 49 when the General Motors came in, because you remember Otis never had some kind of old car that had the trunk on. We used to get in the trunk and ride in it. Mm-hmm.
But that was, we were already in Shenandoahville at that time. We were already in the, you remember when Big Mama died?
Yeah, we was in Doorville, right?
Yeah,
but when General Motors came in, from my recollection, hearing the older people talk, because you couldn't be in their conversation.
Mm.
They was going to have good jobs,
uh-huh.
and everybody in the community was going to work there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's mainly I heard that all the men knew they had a job. And then I heard that then they were going to hire ladies in the cafeteria.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of the ladies that were older than I, they, you know, started working there.
Because
I remember all of that.
Oh.
But most of all the men, they had a job there. And I remember them saying that was going to be a good thing for them.
But see, that part took place after General Motors had already bought them out, and they were over there. General Motors hadn't built the plant yet, had bought the land.
Yeah, but she was asking me how were my feelings of how it was going.
How they felt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. They were excited about the jobs. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And do you remember, Patricia, I'm thinking of Carver Drive in particular. I think I counted about 10 houses when I was there in February. Do you remember there being more, I mean, just on that road, or was it?
Yes, it was more on that road, because it was one by the pool, where the pool was coming in on the right side.
Mm-hmm.
That was the Krebs house. They had a big house up there, and they had a lot of land.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was another house down between the Graham house, a little house right in between there, right on the right-hand side there was a house there.
About how many houses do you think were in the neighborhood to start?
It's a pretty large neighborhood. And Jennifer, the thing is, Carver Drive came in, and it went all the way down and around the other neighborhood that's on the other side that's already been established.
Mm-hmm.
That was a part of Carver Circle.
Mm-hmm.
So that was it. Just went in and around in a circle,
mm-hmm.
and the church sat right in the middle of. I just brought this just kind of show you.
Mm-hmm.
That was when they started to build the addition on to Peachtree Industrial. They had already brought in 285 here, and we would come off here and go back that way. But it was the church sat right over in the middle of 285,
mm-hmm.
and that was in the middle of Carver Drive. If you walk to the top of the hill from where our church sits now,
mm-hmm.
and you just turn to the right and look right over, uh-huh. that's where the old church sat.
Uh-huh.
And that was all one community,
mm-hmm.
just one community. Mm-hmm. It just went around in a circle.
Mm-hmm.
And it went to the top of the hill, which was the Kennemolds, the Stricklands, and the Rostons, the Jets, all of those people, the Strickland, it's just on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
It was a huge community.
Mm-hmm.
And it went all the way around the Jets and the McDaniels, the Daniels, the Warringtons. All of those houses was all the way around. You came back to right there on the hill in front of the old church, new church.
Yeah.
So it was a huge community.
Yeah. It was a big circle.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually Parsons bisected the circle.
Uh-huh.
And and Deacon was at, or yeah, Parsons, and then Deacon was added later.
Mm-hmm.
And so Carver Hills, I know, was named for George Washington Carver. Were Parsons and Deacon family or landowners? Do you know who Parsons was named for and what Deacon was named for, or who?
Parsons was named after Sally Parsons. She was the landowner at that mm-hmm. time.
Okay.
And she lived right at the Ford's dealership. Mm-hmm. That was where her house sat.
Okay.
Right there mm-hmm. at the Ford's dealership.
Mm-hmm.
That's where she sat, and then that's where the street became Parsons Drive when that was the first street they put in, and the first set of houses that they built
mm-hmm.
right at Parsons Drive.
Mm-hmm.
And after they built those houses and people occupied them,
mm-hmm.
Then that's when they bought more land
mm-hmm.
and decided to make Deacon Lane mm-hmm. and extend Parsons Drive.
Do you either of you have family members that are still in Carver Hills area? Are they still anybody in those houses, those 10 houses that are family of yours?
Not family, but friends.
Friends, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, McClendon's. The McClendon's.
McClendon's mm-hmm. are still on Carver Drive?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They're part of the Golston family. Their great-granddaddy is mm-hmm. the one that founded Mount Carmel.
Mm-hmm. And that's Golston as Gholston, right?
Correct.
So you've seen 285 come through, you've seen Peachtree Industrial come through. What other kinds of changes do you remember? What other kinds of impacts have you noticed over the years?
But the schools, the schools switched up.
Mm-hmm.
They closed down Linwood Park. High school and elementary school was 1968, if I'm not mistaken, because that's where my sisters and brothers was attending up until that point.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had to transfer to Shammer High School and Huntley Hill.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Patricia? Things else stand out to you in terms of changes and what kinds of things were different?
You get the reminiscing, you forget about a lot of stuff, you know.
Well, it just grew. The mm-hmm. community started to grow.
Mm-hmm.
There for a minute, we had Shamley Plaza, mm-hmm. and that was the biggest plaza we had around at that time. And at that time, well, we had a Kroger store and Winn-Dixie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were
This was Shamley Plaza on Peachtree Industrial or nearby?
Peachtree Industrial.
Uh-huh.
And then we had then Dover got us, well, I call it us a plaza, which was Pine Tree Plaza.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had our own Winn-Dixie store over at Pine Tree Plaza, which was, the people was more convenient, it was more convenient because most of them worked over in Doorville or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and it was just right around the mm-hmm. corner from, so
mm-hmm.
they were pleased with having a shopping center that was in Doorville. And,
did anybody from your family work for GM?
Oh, yes.
All of them?
Practically.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What kinds of jobs did they have?
In the plant,
assembling cars or?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think one of my uncles, he worked in the cafeteria. Another one of my uncles, he worked on the floor, assembling cars. Then we had some cousins, all the cousins.
Was on the line.
Washington's and all, they worked in the assembly line.
Uh-huh.
Felton Jett, he was something like an inspector, I think. He walked around, checked everything. But everybody that we were related to, they have jobs there at Jim Moore's. Mm-hmm. Cousins, Emma Betty, Kraft, she worked in the cafeteria. Lena Francis Kraft, she worked in the cafeteria. It just that when it got down to us, we wanted to go a different direction. But all of me is practically had two uncles that did not work there because one liked to do construction work,
mm-hmm.
and one had polio. Mm-hmm. And so those two didn't break that. The rest was there.
Did either of you ever work at the plant?
No.
No?
No. No.
Did you work outside the home?
Yes.
Yeah? What were you doing, Sarah?
My first job was Top Seal. It was a little manufacturing job, and it was just right down Shamp. But before, I just remember when I was in high school, I had a part-time job, and that was Dogwood Motel right there in Doraville on Buford Highway. I would do that. I would help out on a weekend there. That was
And Patricia?
Northwood Motel, that's what it
Northwood.
Was. Northwood.
Mm-hmm. And I got her on the Top Seal who I started working.
Okay.
Then after a while, they closed up and I started working for Sears Roebuck.
For what?
Sears.
Sears Roebuck, mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's where I retired. I didn't really have too many little in-between jobs.
Mm-hmm.
I did do babysitting,
mm-hmm.
Housework, during the summertime, but those were my main jobs.
Mm-hmm. And then, obviously, GM moved out or closed the plant.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any recollections or sense of what losing those jobs for your family was like at the time?
Most of them was surprised at the total moving out. My husband worked for General Motors, but he worked for the part division, which was right there next to General Motors, and they were a little disappointed. Their expectation was to retire from General Motors, but then General Motors still gave them the retirement.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that working, that was like a social life, for the men to go to work and be around the people they almost mm-hmm. grew up with.
Yeah.
In the plant and being a part of it, and they looked forward to that each mm-hmm. and every day.
Yeah.
So it was kind of disheartening, when General Motors went out.
Mm. I can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
And then, did GM have work at other places for them, or was there any kind of, you said they got retirement, but did they get packages from the company?
They got packages.
Yeah.
And those that were that wanted to they had job openings elsewhere.
Okay.
Went elsewhere.
Okay. Mm-hmm. They could move and go mm-hmm. to another GM plant. Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Because some of them did. Rum Pledge went. Richard went.
He did.
Yeah.
Mm.
I know most of our uncles, they retired.
Yeah, they retired.
And
they retired.
We had a young cousin. They retired young.
Yeah.
Okay.
And most of them had it, the old ones had it been established, and, you know, I guess where they wanted to be, so mm-hmm. it wasn't no problem too much. Sam Daniel, they already just retired.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
For some of them, it was okay because they were close to retirement.
Mm-hmm.
They were like in the early 60s,
mm-hmm.
and they were, and that's why they, you know, they took the package with, you know, no problem, and went on.
Mm-hmm.
But some of them was, you know, young enough to do 10 more years or mm-hmm. whatever before retirement, and those are the ones that went, you know, would take those out-of-state jobs or whatever that they had openings for in other plans.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know that you got to see some neighbors and friends from Carver Hills when we all were at the event together in February. Do you all meet often, or are you in touch with people that were in the neighborhood with you? What's the communication like with the neighborhood friends?
Well, I still go to church out there. That's my
right.
church, my home, my church. And anytime that we have a family and friends day, a church anniversary or whatever, we try to include all the people that mm-hmm. we knew that lived in the area.
Mm-hmm.
We try to invite them to
yeah.
come and be a part of mm-hmm. our festivities. Just kind of get together.
Mm-hmm.
So and if we don't have festivities, then we see each other doing some funeral or some birthday
mm-hmm.
party or some family reunion.
Mm-hmm.
So it's we're constantly seeing one or two of the people that was in the neighborhood.
And
so.
a lot of people we are relatives. You mm-hmm. know, we connected some
mm-hmm.
kind of way. We most everyone that comes there, we are relatives.
Yeah.
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I go to another church in Clarkston,
uh-huh.
but I attend, you know, within my convenience
yeah, yeah.
when I can. But we all connected some kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was listening to Mr. Jones at the end of the day on that Saturday, and he was talking about what you were saying. You know, somebody from this very family married somebody
mm-hmm.
from this family, and
right.
that kind of connection.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention the fact that just families themselves
right.
uh-huh.
Were big and grow up in the same area.
Right.
But I understand the idea that the church is sort of the focal point too,
mm-hmm.
For some people that are when you're meeting there and having events or
right.
just going to a
mm-hmm.
Sunday service.
Right.
It's so nice.
And Sister Fanny, I know everybody knows Fanny Mae Jett. But she's in the I call it the base family. She's part of the Goshen family, so that includes all of us, and it grows from there.
Mm-hmm.
Patricia Jett, who so she was, it grew, the circle just kind of grew,
mm-hmm.
and the offspring, you know,
yeah.
when I married, and so it just brought in a lot of different people, so.
That's
very,
wonderful.
Very good to be able to think back and go back and look at your ancestors
yeah.
and where you came from and who they were.
Yeah. Anything else you want to share, Patricia, before we wrap it up?
I think that we're going to cover everything.
Mm-hmm.
yeah. I think we covered everything. That I can remember.
Yeah.
Sure.
Sure. There are some more little details, but.
Sarah, anything else you want to talk about before we wrap it up?
And I just want to mention, you know, back in the day, when Doraville side was building up, we had one big company to come in, and I think everybody remember it. Treasure Island, which was owned by
yes.
J.C. Penney.
Yes.
I worked there for a while, and that was a good highlight. You know, after coming out of high school, and
mm-hmm.
I had had another two or three other jobs, and I thought I was moving up when I got when I went to work for Treasure Island. But it was good. Pupil Highway was starting to build up, and things was happening. So it was.
I remember those stores.
Yes,
it was a chain, right?
Yes.
Treasure Island. Yes, I remember those stores.
So it was. It was really good. So. You thought, like I said, when you, if you worked for Treasure Island, you had a good job. You had a good job.
Did you get a discount?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Mr. Penny gave you a discount.
That's great. Yeah, sure. All right, we'll stop the recording there.